So the Cancer Prevention Study 3 is a long-term, what we call observational study. We will enroll a minimum of 300,000 healthy adults who are between the ages of 30 and 65 and have never been diagnosed with cancer. And we follow them. We find out about what they do in their everyday life, their behaviors, their lifestyle, environmental exposures, and so on. We also collect a blood sample so that we can look at how genetics work with what we're exposed to in our everyday life and how those things collectively affect your risk of developing or dying from cancer. The only eligibility criteria for the study are that you as a study participant are between the ages of 30 and 65 and you personally have never been diagnosed with cancer. We know that some of the individuals that enroll will have a family history of cancer and others will not, but it's individuals who are willing to give of their information and time for the American Cancer Society's research program to complete surveys every 2 to 3 years that are mailed to their home. The study will go on for at least the next 20 to 30 years, and I know that that sounds daunting, but active time commitment, we're talking about an hour every 2 to 3 years of your time to complete a survey that will be sent to you at your home. Your initial enrollment does happen in person, though. That's the only time you'll have to go somewhere in person, and you'll go to an enrollment location, and you will complete a brief survey, have your waist circumference measured, and you'll provide that small blood sample. And then after that, everything that you'll do as a study participant will be done from the comforts of your own home. The American Cancer Society, as this name entails, it's the third generation cancer prevention study that we've done. And the reason that we've been so successful is because of our volunteers, and that is largely also our cancer survivors who are volunteers. It's people telling people about the study and engaging them in this so that they can be a small part of the answers that we find. There's virtually no one left that doesn't know someone who has been affected by cancer, or even if they don't, they should count themselves very lucky, but they know that cancer is a problem. And so this is a very small thing that you can do that can have a very large impact in understanding what causes cancer. My biggest thing is to go back to our first generation study. 188,000 people gave of their time and information. Today, everybody knows that smoking causes lung cancer. 50 years ago when that study was launched, we didn't know that. But it was because of those dedicated volunteers and study participants that we benefit today from that knowledge. Anyone can come out and find out more about the study and how to get involved, whether it's if you're outside of the age range or you are a cancer survivor. There are opportunities for you to be involved in helping us spread the word. And if you are eligible, we'd also like you to help us spread the word, but we'd also like you to consider enrolling.